Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Happy Wednesday to one to all. It is officially hump day. We are halfway through this bad boy. Now, whenever you have a holiday, it makes it seem like the week goes longer when it really doesn't. But we're still halfway through this bad boy here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR to all those folks out there. Memorial Day was Monday, and so happy to always celebrate their lives and be thankful to those that gave so much so we can enjoy the freedoms that we have. So it is good to have this week. Memorial Day week is always a good week. A lot of stuff has changed in our country, but anyway, that's a whole other rabbit hole, which we're not going to go down. We're going to talk about sports and a lot of stuff that's going on. We had a terrific match play event over the weekend. Tiger, Phil, Tom, Peyton, so good. People are talking about what's next. NHL has announced they're back. It's just a matter of time. The NBA is closed. The NFL has always said they're back, so they never left. They just had an offseason. And then baseball. Now I have some interesting takes on baseball that I think are interesting anyway, and I will definitely share them with you. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. 4991 South Alma School, to be exact. Get in there. Let them know that PLR sent you. It will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member. Get a locker. Backs up directly to a humidor. You never worry about your sticks going bad. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. They do serve beer and wine, so you can get in there and check them out. Look, it's a pandemic going on. There's some replay of games. There's some old games. Hell, there's Korean baseball. They have all the TVs. Like I said, get down there and check it out. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If for any reason you can't make it, though, make sure you go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Get your stick shipped out to you. They usually get out the exact same day. So like I said, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And like I said, things are starting to come back. The NHL has announced they're going to be back with a way they're going to do this where, honestly, I think you have to be one of the smartest people on earth to figure out how the hell they're going to pull this off in terms of what teams are playoff teams, what teams are in, what teams qualify. I don't know. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know how the hell this is supposed to be explained. But basically, they're going to have a really big NFL team playoff. So basically, you have to suck not to make the playoffs in the NHL. Make a long story short. The top four teams in each conference will be ranked by point percentage. Boston, Tampa, Washington, and Philly in the East. St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas in the West. They'll play a separate round-robin tournament to determine the seeding in the first round. Okay, so let's say you're a team that's starting from the bottom. Because in the East, the playoff series, as of right now, would be Pittsburgh versus Montreal, Carolina versus the Rangers, the Islanders versus Florida, Toronto versus Columbus, Edmonton versus Chicago, Nashville versus Arizona, Vancouver versus Minnesota, and Calgary versus Winnipeg. So basically, everybody's in. Everybody's in. If your name isn't on there, then there's something wrong with your team. That's a whole lot of teams. I mean, that's a whole lot of teams. So you have to be bad. You have to be New Jersey Devils, San Jose Shark, Los Angeles Kings, man, not to get in. So everybody's in. So let's just say you're the Blackhawks or the Yotes or a team like that. In essence, you're going to have to play almost 33 games by the time you win the Stanley Cup. So it's almost a season within a season. So it's going to be a lot. But you know what? People want sports. Now, there are some hiccups. For example, don't know what's going on with Canada. Canada may be a problem. So if that's an issue, the Canadian teams may have to take up temporary residency in the United States. They'll have to play their games here. They'll have to practice here. And it makes sense because, you know what, if you really stop and think about it, with the pandemic going on, you can't just keep crossing borders back and forth if those teams make it farther in the playoffs. There's no way you can keep going back and forth across the border for Toronto, for Montreal, for Edmonton, for Vancouver, for Calgary, and for Winnipeg. You just can't do it. And then a lot of stuff also is going to be determined by what's happening, where the games will be played, and what the outlook is. For example, Chicago might be a place. Well, Chicago right now isn't exactly completely opened up enough to do that. So there's a lot more to go into it, but I will say this. Gary Bettman, wow, I'm really about to say this, so listen up, has done an outstanding job of getting both sides together and getting something where they could have some type of plan going forward to bring the season back. Now, the NHL, it's important to them that they finish the season, that there's no stoppage. Season hasn't started. The mentality is, and this is where baseball is going to be different and football is going to be different, the mentality is if it hasn't started, it's a lot easier, especially with baseball, and I'm going to get into that in a second, to cancel and move on versus feeling like you started something you never quite got done. And I think that's why it's so important for hockey and the NBA, to hockey and the NBA, to get everything finished and to get everything done. NHL, the part that's really different is you haven't heard anything about salaries. You haven't heard anything about money. You haven't heard anything about that. Gary Bettman and the players did a magnificent job at keeping everything under wraps until a deal was done, until everything was finished. And they managed to do that. Now, baseball, on the other hand, that's a whole different story. They're having issues. I'm being nice when I say that. And we're going to talk about the issues that they're having in baseball with getting all their stuff done, with making sure everything is the way it should be from the owners to the players and everyone trying to make sure everyone else shuts the hell up. And we're going to talk about baseball. I'm going to do that in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar. Enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Game Show with PLR. This is PLR. Quick shout out here to my crew, the team, the people, the man himself that runs the organization over at KSRN, Earl Burnett. Thank you for airing our show every day at 3 o'clock as a replay. Make sure you're checking them out. They don't just do sports. They do music. They do a little bit of everything. That's KSRN. Make sure you download the app where you can check out the KSRN show every day as a replay at 3 o'clock. So baseball is different. because we have a lot of different things going on. Baseball has a way, and it's a game that I absolutely love and I've loved since I was a little boy. But baseball has a way of shooting itself in the foot by doing some really just some asinine things. The first thing you can't do in the middle of a pandemic, when you have millions, and as The Rock would say, and millions of people out of work, on unemployment, not sure how they're going to have an income again, you can't talk about money. You can't. That's the last thing that people want to hear. They don't want to hear billionaires fighting with millionaires. And so you can't do that. The last thing you want to do is make it seem like, wow, this is a money thing. And it always is a money thing. Don't get me wrong. It's always about the money. But there are ways to make it happen. You know, Blake Snell, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, in a way, what he's saying is, for me to risk my life, and listen, I honestly don't give a damn what people feel on either side, because this has become the most ridiculous political thing ever. If you feel that your life is at risk, then you're just a lefty Democrat that should stay home. If you feel that, you know what, you should go for it, then you're just a money-grabbing Republican and go out there and do it and make everybody else sick. There's a spot in the middle that's called common sense, and it is time that people start doing that. So when you have Blake Snell who comes out and basically says, I'm going to get my money if I'm going to pitch during a pandemic, we could shape this any kind of way we want. But we can also use some common sense, and basically what he's talking about is risk-reward. And what he basically said was, if I'm going to go out here and feel that I'm putting myself at risk, then I'm not taking a discounted salary. You're going to have to pay me. Because he's basically saying, for the right risk, what the hell? I'll go for it. Maybe that's what he feels would satisfy, or he would feel comfortable leaving that on for his family. Whereas he doesn't want to come out and not feel that his family will be taken care of if anything happens to him for a certain amount of money. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. It's risk reward. And it's easy for a billionaire to sit in an office away from everyone and tell everyone what their risk reward should be. It's easy for a sportscaster, for a talk show host, for a politician to tell someone what their risk reward should be. Because there is no risk reward. For all those people out there that's sitting in their offices, it's easy to say, if you're on one side, you know, to say, don't go out, because if you go out now, something will happen. It's easy for them to say that because they're still getting a paycheck. And it's also easy for other people to say, well, you're more at risk for the flu. So when you have someone on one side saying something and you have someone on the other side, you know, your Clay Travises and your Whitlocks and all those super know-it-all saying, you know, go, I'm going to live my life, whatever. There's a middle ground. We're not six. It's not all or nothing. So I understand what Blake Snell is saying, and I understand when you have guys like Bryce Harper backing him up. I get that. But there are certain things you just can't say. We used to call that when I was growing up in Chicago, family business. You don't talk about family business on the street. Talk about family business in-house. So the players would be better suited to talk about that in-house and then present that to the major league owners. Now, the owners are full of crap, too, because they had a deal. And now they're trying to renegotiate the deal. And they're trying to cut salaries. And I understand if they're not bringing in a certain amount of revenue to maybe make certain payments, they also are coming across looking very cheap and very crafty. The owner of the A's, who's worth $2 billion, has basically said he cannot afford to pay $1 million worth of salary to his minor leaguers for their stipend, which is $400 a week. But most fans will come out and say stuff like, oh, those players are greedy. $400 a week. People that had jobs that are able to get unemployment are making more money than that. See, I've never bought into the A's. And I know this is going to be a tangent. I'm going to go on it, and I'm going to make it quick. I've never been a fan of the A's. This whole Moneyball thing to me, when it came out, was a whole load of crap. Are you in sports to save money? Are you in sports to win? And for me, obviously, that's easy to say because I'm not balancing the books of a Major League Baseball team, ball team, or a basketball team. But there are some things that I do know. Guys that go out and buy Major League teams, and no matter what sport, that's not their income. Their income comes from something else. So they can have the money to buy the teams. Now, yeah, there's still some owners like the Rooneys or the McCaskey family in football or the Bidwells in Arizona where that was the bulk of their business. But people, please don't be so – I almost used a word I didn't want to use. Don't be so blinded to think that if you own a football team and that's how you made your money, that you don't have your hand in other money-making things. You diversified. Believe me, billionaires know that word. They've diversified. So when you are telling someone that's scheduled to make $40 million that they've got to take home $8 million, and you're telling someone who's getting a $400 stipend that they're going to get nothing, and you want to redo the deal, and you want to renew this, and you want to redo that, I think fans have to really stop at some point and say, wow, I'm an employee too at my job. If you're an employee and you work for Chase, let's just throw Chase out there, and you make $50,000 a year, and Chase comes at you and says, you know what? With everything that happened, we just can't afford it right now. We can only give you, you know, $20,000 of your $50,000 salary. Now, you got to do the same work. Now, we're going to take a hit. We're going to take that hit, too. We're going to do the same work, but you got to do the same work. And you only make $20,000. How many of you would do that? But when you play sports, the expectation is, well, it's still $4 million that I don't have. That's ridiculous. Your $20,000 would be $20,000 more than someone else had. So you can't look at it like that. The one thing that baseball has to do is they have to keep their crap in the house. That's the one downfall that they have. The union, I don't know if you noticed, players have said nothing lately. Or rather, you've heard nothing lately. That's not by accident. That is not by accident. But the owners, you can't come out and say you can't afford basically $1 million when you're worth $200 billion. You can't do that. It is a, and I don't blame the players for having an issue with wanting to take more of a haircut. What they're looking at is an 82-game schedule, 21-day spring training. We'll have the season ending right around September 27th. So if you make more money, you take a bigger haircut. Play the same amount of games. So here's an example. Mike Trout, who's scheduled to make $37 million this year, he'd make 19 over 82 games. The way the owners are trying to do it and the way the owners are trying to work it. Because you figure if he made $37 million, they played half the games, he'd get that $19 million, right? No. They want to pay him $5 million. Now, of course, $5 million is a lot of money. Not when you're scheduled to make $37 million. It's ridiculous. Baseball's got to get this worked out. They've got to get this worked out. Let's step away for a second. We step back. We're going to talk NBA and kind of get a feel of where everything is with that situation, which is kind of crazy as well. A lot of stuff going on with the NBA, too. So let's step away for a second.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the K-Show with PLR. This is PLR. So, the NBA is planning on coming back. They don't want to call it a bubble, but they'll be playing the bubble down in Florida. Already giving you my feelings on the NBA season, and I understand why they want to finish it. I understand the TV contracts. I understand they don't want to have anything unfinished, just like the NHL. They want to finish the season. They want to be done with it. They want to crown a champion. They want all the glitter, the primping, everything that goes along with it. I don't care who wins. I think this season, I don't believe in asterisks because when you look back on history, it's not going to be there. But I believe this season is already spoiled. I think this season just has a sour taste. And I don't know if just finishing it and crowning a champ gets rid of that sour taste. You've already had teams like the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr that already said they shut down. They're done. He said this a month ago. Yeah, and I know we could come back and we could say, well, no, they'll get ready, they'll play. Who are they going to roll out there? You know there's no way a star is going to play. We already know that. I don't care if Steph was going to come back. He's not coming back now. If you're the Minnesota Timberwolves, you're really going to roll Karl Anthony Towns out to play? If you're Atlanta, you're going to roll out Trey to play? For what gain? You know, as Dame Lillard said, if there's not some type of play-in tournament where we have a shot at catching the eighth seed, I'm not playing. He came flat out and said, I'm not playing. I'll be with my team. I'll sit on the bench. But I'm not going to play. And for what? See, here's where the NBA has been itself in that. If you really think about it, why should they play? If you're New Orleans and you're not going to really compete for that last spot, why should any of their young stars play? And what I mean by the NBA shot themselves in the ass, once you started doing rest days for players, once they started taking physical breaks in the season and sitting games out for rest, this is not where it bites you in the ass. Because if you're going to ask teams to play just for the sake of playing, they're not going to roll their stars out and risk injury. And what are you going to say to them? Well, no, we'll fine you if your stars don't play. But for what? If they're going to roll them out to play and there's no real shot at anyone making a jump, you're just playing games for the money at that point. And there's nothing wrong with that. And no one's going to come out and say it, of course. But at that point, that's all you're doing. You're playing games for the money to fulfill a contract of 70 games. Because I'm not going to roll my stars out there to play. It makes no sense. If you're a Dame Lillard, why are you going to work to play five games just so they can complete a schedule if you legitimately don't have a shot at making the playoffs? The Trailblazers are four games back in the loss column. And if they roll it out for five games, basically, if Memphis wins one or Portland loses one, they're done. So they play hard for that game and hope. They play hard, well, for two games and hope. I know there are people out there saying, well, they should just play hard no matter what. Well, no. Once you started giving people management days off, load management days off, you are now bringing this on yourself if they are not able to go right to the playoffs. Now, if you go right to the playoffs and you just throw everything in a hat and you say, okay, well, we're just going to take the best 16 teams, however it matches up, it matches up. We're not going to worry about the conferences. We're not going to worry about any of that. We're just going to go 1 through 16. Here we go. Well, will you have an equitable amount of teams? Remember, the reason, and the NBA is going to be lucky because it will end up that way, but the reason why the NBA never did that is because there's different conference things that are tied to what you win in your conference. So there can be a tie to the Eastern Conference Championship, to a division championship, to this, to that. But in the world of an epidemic, and you have to come up with something that you're going to do, here's my thought. If you're going to be in a bubble anyway, why seed 1 through 16? If you're going to be in a bubble anyway, let the East play the East and the West play the West. Because then that screws up, again, the path to actually making the title. If you have teams playing unnatural teams, it screws it up. If you have a Memphis playing Milwaukee or Dallas playing the Lakers, you're already messing with where it would be. I think they'll work it out. I think it'll come back. I just think the NBA season is tainted. And I like to see it come back from the beginning stage and go through the season. And there's still stuff that has to be worked out that they haven't said to the public, obviously. What happens if someone comes down with coronavirus? Is that person just quarantined? And at what point in sports do we get to, if they have the coronavirus, we treat it as if it was the flu? Or we treat it as if it was mild pneumonia? Or we treat it as if it was just a bad cold? How many times have we seen guys with flu-like symptoms? Will there come a time where guys will be on an injury report? And I don't just mean basketball. I mean football, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever. That they'll be on the injury report with coronavirus-type symptoms. Do you remember when it was a badge of honor to play sports? Sick. How many times have we heard athletes say, well, when you're sick, your concentration level is higher? So when will that happen? And you know it's going to happen. Because when this comes back, if this comes back, they're not shutting everything down again. But if a player tests positive and he's asymptomatic, do they still set him down? If you're the NBA and LeBron James, let's say LeBron James and the Greek Freak both come down with coronavirus, but they're asymptomatic, how long do you set them down for? I'm just curious. Completely figuring out how long do you set them down for. If LeBron is not going to be a person that could not play, do you constantly sit him down? What I've read, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, but what I've read is a person who's had coronavirus, after they've been tested, after being healed from it, 4 to 24 days after, they're still showing an infection. So that's a month, almost. We'll see. We'll keep talking about it. There'll be more news. There'll be more everything. And once we get to the bottom of it, we will share it all with you. Tomorrow's show, best of. Friday show, back live. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys again. It should be fun. It's always fun. I'm on Insight Sports tonight. Make sure I link the show to the social media. And again, the social media is at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook. And you can also get us at thesportscave.com. And don't forget that it's always, always, always with the K. SportsCave.com. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thank you for spending a little bit of your day with me today. Oh, and by the way, space launch, the space launch got nixed because of bad weather. Until tomorrow, this is the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a rest, magnificent rest of your Wednesday. And I promise you, next time I'm on air, I will be able to speak to you. All right, y'all. Take care. Have a great day. This is the Cave Show with PLR.